now more than ever, you need a source of news you can trust. And you have such a source in WYPR. Members are our most important source of funding, and we need you now more than ever so we can continue to keep you informed amid the pandemic with honest, accurate journalism. You can make a pledge at WYPR.org. If you're a sustaining member, consider an additional gift or increasing your monthly pledge. We could not be here without you, and we thank you so much.
We often pontificate about how to save for retirement, how much to save, how long to work, and how to budget. But perhaps the solution to retirement lies largely in deciding where one should live. As indicated by writer Chris Cornelis, it's a critical question that surprisingly many people don't ask. Here are some questions that you should be asking with respect to where you might want to live during retirement, given your tastes and preferences, as well as your financial circumstances. First, what do you want to do? What kind of life do you want? Many people seemingly retire to Florida thinking that that's what they want, only to move back closer to children and grandchildren after a short time. Second, are you open to renting? Many of us are accustomed to owning the property in which we live, but there is no rule indicating that you must remain an owner and no assurance that owning is best. By renting a home in a new city, you would also have the chance to determine whether or not you like it before making a major financial commitment. Third, can you find a doctor who accepts Medicare and with whom you are compatible? Fourth, how easy will it be for you to create a new social circle? It has been said that isolation is perhaps the greatest pandemic facing an aging society. Fifth, and perhaps most importantly, what's wrong with where you live now? There are some advantages to staying in place. You already know the best restaurants, have friends, and don't need to worry about buying new furniture. For WYPR and my esteemed producer Bob White, I'm Anibon Basu.